My son is dead. They killed him. They made up bogus lies about him and then orchestrated everything to make it happen. And now he's gone. I remember every moment of his life. From the moment the angel visited me, I knew that he was going to be something special. I knew there was going to be something different about this child. And when he was born, he was so beautiful, so perfect. His tiny little hands, his precious little feet, his beautiful eyes, and he was mine. And he was God's, God's son, God's only son. I knew that from the beginning too, but what did it mean? My little Yeshua, Savior of the world, Prince of Peace? And now he's gone. My God, how could you take him away from me? He was so young, he'd barely even started his work. It's too soon. Can't you see that I still need him here with me? I can't stand this pain. No mother should have to go through this. No mother should have to prepare her son's body for burial. This just isn't the natural order of things. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. He was such a wonderful man, so loving and caring. And the miracles, no one could believe the miracles. I'm not surprised he got into trouble with the way he was always offending the Pharisees and the Sadducees, telling them that they misunderstood God's message. But was he so bad that they had to kill him? That they had to beat him like they did? Why didn't he fight back? He was always speaking out, but this time he didn't say anything. He didn't do anything. He just let them do it, with everyone watching and cheering them on. And now he's gone. My emptiness may consume me. My baby boy, my son, my firstborn. I held him as he nursed, watched him as he took his first steps, as he played with all the other children. He was so much like them, and yet he had this wisdom about him. I'm sure he got that from his father. And when he helped Joseph in the carpenter shop, he was so good at it, so patient. And when he started talking to the people, telling them about God, loving the unlovable, taking on so many burdens, couldn't they see how much he loved them? But now he's gone. They killed him. His battered body lies in a tomb. They rolled a stone so huge over the opening, I'm not even sure how we're going to get in to prepare his body. My son. He said he would come back, but how is that possible? They were so brutal to him. They beat him so badly. They put that spear in his side. He was in such agony when he called out to God. He said that God had forsaken him, and yet he was able to forgive the men who were so awful to him. I just don't understand. He said that God had a plan, but I just can't see it. God, did you really forsake him? Have you forsaken all of us? Where is your promise now?